Hi, and welcome to Gamblineer's interview series. I'm Manya, and today's interview is going to be a bit different. I'm here with a professional streamer, Egle, who goes by the name of Dice Girl. Welcome.
Hi, all. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. I said it's going to be a bit different because, well, we never chatted with a streamer before, and of course, we have a bunch of questions. So let's just start with the basics. First of all, I would like to know, how did you even enter the world of gaming and streaming?
It happened back in 2018, 2019, I think. I was living in Barcelona at that time. Mm-hmm. I was there with a few friends that was playing poker. So I was in the casino with them. I was waiting till them to finish the poker tournament. And I had 20 in my pocket. And I thought, all right, I'm going to try that machine while I'm waiting. So I put the 20 in. That was my very first game. And I remember I won over 200 euros. So I was so excited. I remember we went for drinks after. It was really fun.
That was a sign.
I think it was a sign because it happened on the very first spin. I had no idea how those machines works back then. It was my very first slot game. Mm-hmm. So I didn't know how to adjust the settings, the bets and everything. So I put the 20 and I did one spin with the whole 20 because I didn't know how to adjust the bets. Mm-hmm. And that only one spin was really lucky. So yeah, I guess that was a sign. So that was my very first time with the slot machine. And after that, I came back to the casino a few more times while I was there. And then I moved to Vietnam, where I didn't have a chance to go to the baseline casino. So I started to gamble online a little bit. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed online gambling just as I did on the land-based casino. But then all the pandemic started and everything, I had to go back to Europe. So I kept gambling online, and once I got back to Europe, I decided that am I gonna try to stream it? It's fun to gambling, but it's fun to have something in the chat, someone to talk with, and yeah, that's how it started.
Nice. But how long did it take you to like go from just this like occasional gaming for fun to actually make it a full-time job?
Well, I was still working. When I got back to Europe, I was working from home. So once I got back to Europe, I started the streaming right away. And after 1 year, I remember I felt tired. Like, you know, my job, then streaming, then trying to build a community and doing reviews. And so I started to felt a little bit tired. So after 1 year, I had to take the decision what I want to do, gambling, streaming, or stay in my job. So it was easy call. I stayed with streaming. So,
right. Nice. But can you walk us through a gambling session, like anything from the beginning, from the deposit to engaging with the community, just everything?
Yeah, well, every stream is same but different. Mm-hmm. I would say so. Yeah, I started with the deposit. I prepared that before the stream so people don't have to, you know, sit and wait. So I prepare everything for a stream before I starting, and then actually it's like a tradition. Every time I'm starting the stream, each person that came first in the chat gets personalized hello, like hello and the nickname of the person, hello and the nickname. Mm-hmm. And if I miss someone, people goes like, hey, I didn't get personalized hello. So it's starting to be like a little tradition here. And after those hellos, each stream is very different. Well, I always prefer to start stream with the newest games. I always checking the newest game section in the casino to see what new we got, what games were released, trying them out. And then it really depends what people want, today, what they want to do today, what I want to do today. You know, everyone have different moods, different days. So stream just goes with the flow. After the newest games, we're doing tournaments, we're doing bonus hunts, we're having a little chat. Everything goes so natural, I think. We're just having a little chat. All right, guys, what shall we do today? Shall we do a bonus hunt or shall we do, you know?
Yeah.
And then we're deciding, and then we just do what we want to do, what we're feeling to do today.
Do you try those games before? If you decide you're going to play a new game, are you like doing it by yourself, or is it on the session the first time that you try that game?
Sometimes I do them before a stream. I try them, but usually everything goes on a streaming session. Since I'm streaming five six days a week, it's very rare that I'm gambling after the stream. I'm streaming almost every day from 5 hours and more. My longest stream was 18 hours once.
Wow.
So after I'm done with the stream, I'm good for a bit. I'm good without the games. So most games I try, it's on the sessions. Unless I know that I'm not going to be able to stream, I don't know, I'm away for a few days, for example, then yeah, if I know that the game being released, the game that I really was waiting for, I'm going to try it out before the session.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about, like, once you said that if you're going to be boring, no one will watch you. So, and obviously, like, you cannot predict if you're going to win or not. And more often than not, people playing in casinos do lose. So I'm wondering, like, how do you keep your community engaged? And
there is streams like that. I do not like them. There is some really bad sessions when you're losing, and yeah, that's not really fun. It's not good for, you know, my pocket, and it's hard to entertain. But I am blessed because I have the best community. Really, all people that watching my streams are so supportive. I never have that feeling if I'm losing, and I still have to entertain them and make sure that stream will go super fun. Well, it's not gonna go fun if you're losing. It's not the fun part, but the people so supportive. If I'm losing, if I'm having a bad session, they being mad together with me. Mm. Not being mad on me, they being mad together with me on the games, or people trying to be even more active in the chat with some jokes, different stories, you know, just to get my attention from the game to something more fun.
Yeah.
So it's, I never felt that, oh, it's a hard work to keep a good mood in the chat if I'm losing, because people are supportive. Everyone understand that sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. So it's great to have that kind of a community.
That's really lovely. You stream on Twitch, right? What about other platforms? Kick, YouTube?
Well, I tried to stream on YouTube and Facebook, actually, some time ago. When I started streaming, I started with the Lithuanian channel. And only after some time, I started with English channel. So there was a few month gap between Lithuanian channel and English channel. So I filled that gap with streams on YouTube and Facebook. It didn't went well. So I was happy to get back to Twitch, actually. I don't know, it was, I felt like I lost quite a lot of viewers, like people stayed on Twitch. It was hard to have more people in the streams. But so I was happy to get back to Twitch with that English channel. And I like it here. Well, yeah, Twitch lately setting a lot of new restrictions and everything. But for now, I'm not planning to go anywhere. A lot of streamers left the Kick. I'm not planning to do that. at least for now. Let's see if Twitch, you know, maybe one day Twitch gonna decide that they totally against the gambling and, you know, everyone have to leave, then yeah, I'm not gonna just stop streaming. Of course, I'm gonna go somewhere else. But for now, I'm happy with the Twitch. I think Twitch is a classic. So, I'm a little bit old fashioned, so I like to stay with the classic.
What is your favorite game and why? I'm assuming it's a dice game because of your name, but please correct me if I'm wrong.
Actually, it's I'm starting to think that my nickname making no sense right now after all these years. Well, a few years ago when I was thinking of a nickname for myself, back then I was really into one game. It calls Backgammon. And it's the oldest table game for two people in the world. And I was playing that game every single day. And dices are the big part of that that game. So since I was playing it for over 2 years, every single day, I thought, all right, I'm throwing those dices every day. I'll be a dice girl. People calls me Dicey or Dicey G. I like it.
Yeah, that sounds cute. Okay, but so it's Backgammon still your favorite game, or what?
No, that's why I said that probably my nickname not making much sense now because I don't play that game anymore. I know I don't play Backgammon anymore. My favorite game. It's hard to have a one favorite game between that many different great games. I did top 10 favorite games in my website. It's really hard to pick one.
Okay. Which one got you the biggest wins?
The biggest wins? I had few really big ones. The biggest multiplier-wise, it was on Tombstone Rip from No Limit City. I remember I bought bonus for 300 euros. And so I was playing with a 10-cent bet. And I won over 70,000 X. So I end up with a little bit over 7,000 euros since I was playing with a 10 cent bet. So 7,000 euros, it's really nice win. But the multiplier was huge. From time to time, I still think, oh, what if I was playing with 1 euro bet at least? Yeah. You know, that would be huge. But it's still a really, really nice multiplier, the biggest that I ever had. So that's the biggest multi, and the biggest like single win, not the multiplier wise. Actually, it was recently, maybe 1 or 2 months ago, I won 19,000 euros on Holy Hand Granite. I think it's Prince Studios game. I was playing with a 4 euro bet, so it was a big win as well. 19,000 euros, that's a big one. That was my new record.
Great. So would you also what would you say, what are the like most profitable games?
Slots probably, I don't know, probably would be the ones with the highest RTP, and in the casino in general, I think roulette and blackjack, those are profitable ones. They are good ones, and poker, I think those.
Right. Do you what's your experience with crypto, playing with crypto?
Good. Good. It's good because I like that money transitions goes fast, usually in crypto casinos, and you still, when you're playing games, you still playing as with the real, you're playing with the real money, but I mean with the money, not crypto money. So I think it's a great thing that, you know, you're putting some crypto in, but you're still playing with the game. Looks like you're playing with the money still.
Yeah.
The regular money. And yeah, all the transitions goes much faster than non-crypto casinos. That's for sure.
Okay. Yeah, that's true. You're also saying that you're able to recognize a good casino. So I'm wondering what makes a casino good, and like what do you pay attention to when you look for a new casino to play?
So first of all, I think once you're entering casino, you see the design, you see how that casino look. So only from that you can tell if it's a good one or not. You know, everything should look nice, and it should be comfortable for you. It should be easy menu for you to find everything that you want from the settings or personal info or cash out games providers. You know, it should be easy to use the casino, so it must have nice menu. Yeah, so that's the first thing. And then once again, about the I think it's important that transitions would be made fast. I think that's important for a lot of people. Either you do a deposit or cash out, it's nice that money goes fast. So yeah, I think good casino have that option.
Do you also like look for like unique features in a casino? Like something that maybe another casino doesn't have.
Me personally, I'm looking at the games mostly. So when I'm gambling, when I'm streaming, I'm concentrating to the slots and most likely to the slot mo mostly to the slots. So the most important thing for me, it's the games and the providers. So I'm not looking for any special features, maybe. I'm looking how many providers there is, what kind of providers there is, what games they have, are they getting newest games? So that's what I'm looking for.
You also list casinos on your website, and like I'm wondering, do you get paid for that in addition? Like, are you an affiliate, or then also on top of that, do you play with your own money, or do you get that money from the casinos?
So we have with all the casinos that in my website, we have affiliate-based partnership with them. So yeah, I kind of advertise them since they're on my website, you know. And yeah, I do play with my money. I'm getting this question quite often in my streams, like from the viewers. And I go like, yeah, I'm playing with my money, and they go like, oh, thanks God, it's so boring to see, it's not interesting. And I understand it's not interesting for the stream. It wouldn't be interesting for me to play with, you know, you're winning, you're getting nothing, you're losing. It's okay, it's not there's no adrenaline, no nothing. So
Not risky enough.
I do play with my money. That I think that's the only way it's interesting, actually.
As we're talking about games, you also said that you provide consultations for games. So what's the thing that you like to see change in the future when it comes to that?
Yeah, maybe it would be nice if games would be even more interactive one day, and maybe more adjustable. Well, a lot of games have, you know, all the settings where you can change the bet, decide how many spins you want to do, to open the bonus or not, if you're getting it in the middle of the spins. You know, there's a lot of settings already, but I think it would be great if games would be even more adjustable for everyone's taste and needs. That would be nice.
Okay. What about like, but recently we spoke with a game provider, and they were saying that sometimes they made a mistake to make the game too complicated in terms of including too many features, too many little things that just make the game too complicated to understand and to play, and like it's not intuitive anymore. Did you ever have an experience with that?
Yes, there is one provider that I every time no there's two providers that every time I'm entering their games, I'm being confused. Like, what is going on? Where is the spins? How can I change the bet? Why I see my balance only in points? I have to do the math first, you know, to count how much points is how much money. And And yeah, there was not like there wasn't few times every time I entering that those provider games, I'm getting confused and I go like, why are they making it so difficult for players to, you know, just enter and start the game? So there, yeah, there is a couple of providers, but only two.
Okay. So one last question. What is next for you? What are your plans for the future?
Keep on doing what I'm doing because I like what I'm doing. Well, yeah, I'll keep on building community on Twitch, keep on streaming. Maybe one more ebook about gambling will be released soon. I already did one, so maybe not maybe, but one more will show up soon on internet. And yeah, I have some ideas, some projects for Dice Girl in mind. Don't want to be a big spoiler now. You'll see in the near future for sure.
Well, I'm looking forward to that and also to your book. And at this point, I thank you very much for being here with us today and sharing all this interesting information.
Yeah, thank you for a nice time.